Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. Chrissy speaking.
Hello there. I just wanted to check some prices, please. I've got a sulfur-crested cockatoo.
Yeah.
Badly in need of nails trimming. One has curled right round. It's been in an aviary for a good while. I've had him, well, he's 46 years old, and he's been in and out of my life.
Yeah.
So I thought I owe it to him now and maybe get him all tidied up. But can you tell me some prices, please?
Yeah, okay. So if you're after a health check with the vet, it's $170. And we can definitely do the nail trim in the consult as well. So we usually do like sort of a full health check, get a bit of sort of background history, husbandry, nutrition, all that sort of stuff, and go through all of that. Like those things.
Right.
And then we can do the nail trim as well. And we usually do a fecal test under the microscope just to make sure that there's no sort of parasites or worms or things like that as well. If we were wanting just the nail trim, that's just with the nurses to do that, and that would be $45 if you just wanted that done.
Yeah. Well, do they actually anaesthetise them, or do you put something on so they can't bite you?
Oh, we just wrap them up in a towel.
Oh, do you? That's how I get him out of his cage. Yeah.
Yeah, so he'd be used to that. Yeah. The only thing, like, the only time that we'd sort of anaesthetise them if it was too stressful for him to do the exam and the nails and all that sort of stuff. That would sort of, you know, depend on him, how he sort of goes during the consult.
Okay.
We sort of recommend, like, bloods or sort of any testing or things like that. But obviously,
right.
See about all that sort of stuff during the
right,
consult.
Right, yeah. I reckon he'll need a good warmer.
Do I
do that? Can I do a warmer?
We would check his feces under the microscope first just to make sure, because there could be certain things that we might need a specific medication for.
Right.
So best, I guess, if we do that during the consult just to make sure. There could be any sort of thing being out in the aviary. So we would definitely do that though and make sure that there's nothing too serious. And then we can obviously advise sort of like the wormers that we usually use anyway.
They usually come home that day, don't they?
So we book sort of like a 40-minute consult with the vet.
Right.
We'll do everything in the room with you, just depending sort of if the vet sort of suggested, you know, if we needed to sort of do bloods or anything like that, just to get a sort of better indication of his health. We can still do that during the consultation, but we usually allow sort of about that 40 to 50 minutes with the big birds, just because it can take a little bit longer. To go through everything,
I'm not sure when I'm going to get there, but what I might do is give you a call and book it. Only because I'm running children to school and I'm a caboolture.
We definitely go by appointment, just give us a call back when we can organize that for you. That's no problem.
All right. Now, the only other thing is getting him there, I only have a little black, I have a black plastic basket. So I won't be bringing him in a cage, but it's only going to be like half an hour or so to get from my place to there anyway. So if
because a lot of people use like cat carriers if you have something like that. Just so that he doesn't get out of the basket. Because do you put anything over the top of the basket?
I usually just lay the towel in there that I catch him with. And I've never had to do this before, because if ever I've taken him anywhere, he's had a bigger cage. But I've moved house, I've downsized, so I don't have his carry-around cage. But this little black basket, I moved him in that. And he was fine. He was fine. So we'll just see how he goes. I don't think he'll live through it.
The risk of him sort of getting out while you're carrying him from the car to the clinic or something.
It's got a clip on it. It's pretty pretty good. And I would make sure I carry. What I'll do is I'll make a. I probably will go for the whole health check because, 46 years, he hasn't had one.
But definitely a good idea then,
And he's such a lovely, he does talk and he's such a lovely cockie. So he's actually really my best mate because it's just me and him, you know. Look, I will do that. I'll try and get in. Are you booked up this week?
I think we still have appointments available this week.
We're
not fully booked up yet.
I've got to go and have surgery on Wednesday myself, so it depends whether I'm able, and it's in my hand, so it depends whether I'm able to do anything within this week, or maybe I'll just get over this and bring him in next week. I will give you a call. That's not a problem. And Ashmole Road, I can find Ashmole Road. I was a reckless person, so
Easy, off Anzac Avenue,
And you've got car parking there?
Yeah, we do, off Anzac Avenue, we do,
Okay, so are you on a corner or something, are you?
Yeah, we're on the corner of Anzac Avenue and Ashmole Road, just sort of up from the shopping centre.
Yep, I know where you are. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you. I'll probably will see what I'm doing and how I'm handling things, and it might be a quick call, and if you can't take us, then we'll book the next week, you know.
No, that's all good. Not a problem. All right, we'll
talk to you later. Thank you. Okay. All righty. Bye. Bye.